It was decided by the WHO in early 2021 to use the Greek alphabet as a means of naming the many COVID-19 variants that they somehow knew were coming down the pike. Delta wasn't the first alleged variant of COVID, and there have supposedly been 8 new variants since. Omicron is merely the next one chosen to stir up fear via the corporate-run media. Delta and Omicron may be the result of India and South Africa vying for independence over their own health protocols in October of 2020. But either way, they skipped 2 letters of the Greek alphabet, nu and g. The reason seems likely. They skipped nu because saying the new variant sounds exactly like saying the new variant. And the g variant sounds as if we are naming it after Xi Jinping, which would be fitting, but the WHO obviously isn't going to do that. So it ended up as Omicron, which is also interesting. Omicron is symbolized by the I. Anagrams of Omicron are moronic, which you would have to be if you were still going along with any of this, and oncomere. Oncomeres are small endogenous RNAs that regulate gene expression post-transcriptionally. They are part of the body's natural reaction to splicing and gene editing, and are specifically associated with cancer. In 1963, the Italian film Omicron was released, about an alien taking over a person's body to recon the planet for a future invasion. Produced by Lux Films, which translates to Lucifer, the Lightbearer. In 2013, the film The Visitor from Planet Omicron was released, about a corrupt government that sends an alien to Earth to deliver a virus. If you add the word Delta, as in the other big media-hyped variant, then you have the anagram Media Control. This all reminds me of reverse speech, such as the famous Obama slogan, Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
That when played in reverse sounds like Thank you, Satan.
Thank you, Satan.
And when you play Omicron backwards, you get what some people are claiming sounds like lock him up. Omicron. As if referring to their psychopathic patsy, Anthony Fauci. Weird coincidence? Are we living in the Matrix? Or is it simply psyop voodoo trickery? Whatever it is, there is no escape from any of this madness, until enough people wake up and say no. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at infowarsstore.com. Today, anyone who is awake can clearly see why Alex Jones was deplatformed. InfoWars was right above the target, and the globalists were a year out from launching their attack. 3 years later, and InfoWars is still thriving, thanks to the support of our audience. But we are now facing the fiercest battle yet, and we need you to help save InfoWars. The enemies entrenched within our government are breaking the justice system more than ever in their attack against Alex Jones. No crime, no evidence, no jury, no trial? We don't think so. They want to kill the messenger in a kangaroo trial with their new USSA. But we won't let them. Alex Jones will have his day in court. With your support, go to SaveInfoWars.com now and give your donation to save the First Amendment. SaveInfoWars.com, and God bless America.